Now back to Inside Pittsburgh Golf, brought to you by the Pittsburgh National Golf Course.
$1,000, you missed that putt.
Well, we get to talk about a lot of different aspects of golf every week. And, you know, we just talked to the professor who was telling us about Sonic Golf and Vijay Singh, etc. This time we're going to talk about something that I really think is going to be a lot of fun, and it's probably a lot of fun for people already. And we're going to ask Alex Withers, who is the managing director of digital media for the USGA, to join us and say good morning, Alex, and thanks for coming on with me today.
Good morning, Mike. Pleasure to be on.
Let's tell the folks a little bit about the virtual U.S. Open. And I'll start and say that it's a combined effort of the USGA and World Golf Tour, and it's going to put together a group that maybe 15, 20 years ago, you wouldn't think that these two factions would go together, but golf fans and game players. And now they can get together and have a lot of fun with the U.S. Open. And tell us where this came from, Alex, and what's all involved.
Well, last year we relaunched USOpen.com, which is the championship website. And in doing that, we wanted to get fans closer to the course and the course setup out at Torrey Pines than they'd ever had before. You know, the USGA and the US Open's known for creating the toughest test in golf for the national championship, but too often fans don't understand what that involves and what Mike Davis and his crew really go through to create that challenge. So we wanted to get fans kind of inside the course. So last year we launched this interactive course section along with live video and real-time scoring, and it was incredibly popular because fans were able to see, you know, the player view in high definition from the teeing ground, from the fairway landing area and from the green complex, and able to watch videos and walkthroughs on how we designed each hole, and it really seemed to hit a home run with fans. And what we thought about for this year with Bethpage Black was how can we enrich and enhance that experience? And we thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if you're watching a walkthrough on hole 4 and how it's designed and how the par 5 is set up, and then you can go and just play the hole online in high definition. So we started talking with World Golf Tour about, you know, shooting Bethpage Black with the help of New York State Parks, and creating an online high-definition environment where golf fans could not only understand the hole but play it as well. And that was the genesis of the idea. And then as we started to build the course and build this high-definition environment, we realized that we could bring all 18 holes together and create a full 18-hole tee-to-green virtual open championship online.
And I'm assuming, just from what I've seen and what I've heard, even at this point, this has become very popular. I've checked it out, and it's a lot of fun. And I have been to Bethpage when the Open was there in 2002, so I know the course a little bit. And I can't get over how clear a depiction of the golf course the graphics that you have are.
Yeah, the guys at World Golf Tour for us did a wonderful job. They took over 100,000 high-definition shots and then merged that with helicopter imagery to create GPS coordinates, so many of them that they can create a virtual world where not only do they know where the ball is on the course at any time, but they can tell how it interacts with the surface type, so whether it's on the green or in a bunker, and it really is incredibly realistic. And we have, yeah, we've got a lot of gamers playing it already. We have the Skills Challenge Live now, which is a kind of teaser competition where you get to play 9 shots that the pros will probably face at Bethpage in June to really kind of get the fans inside what's Tiger going to face when he plays hole 4 in June. You know, hole 4, par 5, you're going to go for it in 2. Chances are that you're going to be able to struggle to hold the green and end up in the collection area at the back. Well, second skill on the skills challenge is you're in that collection area. How close to the hole can you get the ball? So it seems to be really engaging fans right now.
And the actual virtual open opens for the qualifying rounds, open for play on May 25th, right?
That's right. Yeah, we'll have all 18 holes live, and you'll be able to qualify and post as many rounds as you want. It takes about 35 minutes to play a full 18 holes. And yeah, you can post as many rounds until the end of play on the real US Open on June the 21st. And then we cut it off, and the top 156 players plus ties will go into a championship round.
Just like the big boys.
Absolutely.
Alex Withers, the director of digital media for the USGA, is on the air with us this morning on Inside Pittsburgh Golf with Mike Dedurch on 1250 ESPN. Alex, you had told me when we talked earlier that there were some pretty amazing numbers as far as hits went last year at the U.S. Open. Maybe you can talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we launched live video last year and marquee group coverage. And what that meant is on Thursday and Friday we followed a group in the AM and a group in the PM. So, for example, we followed the Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Adam Scott pairing out in Torrey Pines. And on the Thursday and Friday, we had huge numbers of fans watching online. But on the Monday, we set internet records for the largest ever sports streamed event online. And we had over 4 million streams in total. And it was a huge day for us. And we ended up with around 4 million unique users. And the way you compare it is you look at the peak second. And at peak second, we had over 600,000 people streaming as they were coming down the 18th fairway on the playoff Monday. So it was a huge success for us. And USOpen.com really did deliver the experience to all those fans who were at work on the Monday.
And supposedly working and not really.
Exactly right, yeah. Yeah. Well, one of the comments we had on the fan feedback, we had an interactive chat area for fans, and one of the comments back from fans was, you know, my boss just walked in and asked me what I was watching and then asked me what the URL was.
Yeah, well, he has a nice boss and a guy who enjoys golf, obviously.
Right.
Alex, it's www.usopen.com, right?
That's right, www.usopen.com.
And we'll be watching to see just exactly what kind of numbers you're going to get out of New York this year, anyway, and, of course, all around the world. But this sounds like a really fun competition, and I'm going to give it a crack at some point. I'm not the greatest online game player, but, hey, you know, what would it hurt, right?
Give it a go, absolutely.
Alex Withers, thanks a lot for coming on with me this morning. I appreciate it, and good luck with everything.
Thanks, Mike. We're excited about a great championship.
That's Alex Withers from the USGA. Go there to the usopen.com and check out that virtual US Open you can play starting May 25th. And the low 156 scores will qualify for the actual championship once the real US Open is over.
Now back to Inside Pittsburgh Golf, brought to you by Greensburg Country Club. We're